After yesterday's opener at the North Star College Hockey Cup, one has to wonder if Minnesota Duluth ever wants to play Bemidji State at the XL Energy Center again. First meeting in 2011, Bemidji State wins in overtime at the Final Five. Last night, Bemidji State kept their foot on the gas pedal the entire night, cruising past the 7th-ranked Bulldogs.
It was a 60-minute effort that the guys, they played well. I thought we defended well, and when you defend like that, offense finds you.
During yesterday's pregame interview with Tom Cerruttori, we talked about a few cliches in sports. One that we failed to talk about yesterday was the bigger they come, the harder they fall. Yesterday against the Bulldogs, the Beavers used team speed to their advantage, when speed is supposed to be an advantage for Minnesota Duluth. Speed on the second goal of the game, by who other than the Fitzgeralds.
Beavers 2-on-1, Leo shoots, scores! Nifty pass across to Leo Fitzgerald, and Leo buries it.
That ended up to be a 2-on-1 off an offensive zone faceoff for the Bulldogs. Obviously a defensive breakdown, but Fitzgerald's cash in.
And then to seal the game late, a steal and speed by Kyle Bauman.
Beaver steal, Kyle Bauman. Bauman comes in between the circles, back in, shoots and scores! What a shot by Kyle Bauman, Beavers by 4.
There's the speed of Kyle Bauman. Steps in front of the pass, breakaway the other way, gets the goaltender down, goes backhand and lifts it up over him.
No, we had good zip. We had good speed on the forecheck. We really did, and we were concerned about the breakaway. I thought our speed broke up a lot of plays right there, created a lot of havoc, and there was a lot of loose pucks that came on our stick, which created scoring chances, and I thought we kept them on their heels pretty good.
After the game last night, Bemidji State head coach Tom Cerruttori didn't yet know who his opponent would be. He did know it'd either be the Gophers in their own backyard or the number one Minnesota State Mavericks. Doesn't get much bigger than that.
Again, I'm not worried about that. I'm just really happy for our guys, and we'll worry about tomorrow.
Let's see if the Mavericks fall as hard as the Bulldogs did yesterday. The Newsom pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.